From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Legislatures in 9 states still haven't complied with the Real ID Act of 2005. That's the Department of Homeland Security's standard for driver's licenses. The act requires things like digital photographs and features to prevent counterfeiting. Now the states still dragging their feet only have about a year to fix things, or their residents may have to show a passport to get on a plane. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
John Judy lives in Missouri, one of the states with IDs that are out of compliance. He and his family just got passports because he was worried.
We travel about once or twice a year, just around the country. Got family out in the West Coast and some friends out east, so got to make sure that we can still fly sometimes.
Jeremy Kalin is a small business owner in Minneapolis who flies about 50,000 miles a year. He also served in the Minnesota legislature and remembers having debates about Real ID years ago. He says the pervasive tone was,
let's wait and see and figure out a little bit more from the Department of Homeland Security of what they're really talking about before we dive in as a state.
Now legislators can't wait, and he says they need to think about what being out of compliance could mean for their state's residents.
The impact on, you know, folks who are working poor, who are English second language, who are newer immigrants is going to be really serious.
Standard passports cost $110. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.